steady work is a coveted and rare prize among many jazz musicians. Now, WRTI's Meredy Duddleston visits a force in the local jazz scene who has never had a problem getting gigs.
Jazz drummer Charlie Rice has spent a lifetime keeping the beat. The longtime resident of Camden, New Jersey, grew up during a time when jazz clubs dotted Philadelphia's landscape. Born in 1920, in Rice's youth, jazz was not a scarce commodity.
Well, I was a tap dancer, and I knew a lot of drummers. I used to go to a club, the Roseland, it's at 54th and Arch. Me and Philly Joe Jones, Philadelphia drummer, we used to go up there and sit in all the time, and that's where I started from. I began to, you know, improve a lot. You got to improve if you practice.
Charlie Rice improved so much that he went on to a steady 2-year gig in Lawnside, New Jersey. The 40s, 50s, and 60s were marked by a string of jazz clubs in Philadelphia, including the Showboat, Emerson's, Club 421, and the Downbeat, which Rice says was the best. There were opportunities for Rice in New York City, Atlantic City, and beyond.
I really shouldn't have been with Chet Baker, you know, because I was working a lot in Philly, but he kept begging me to go to Europe with him, so that was the last thing I did with him. The 40s, the 50s, the 60s was the best music, you know, and it's intelligent music.
Now in his 90s and celebrating a full life of jazz, Charlie Rice is still performing in the neighborhoods and in the city.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.